If you would, we ask that you would turn your Bibles to the 121st number of Psalms. Psalms 121. It's a very familiar scripture which we have many committed to our memories, and when you found it, please say amen. Beginning with verse 1, the Word of God reads on this order. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And this morning I want to use for a subject, looking to the power source. Looking to the power source. Everything that has any activity or any life to it is always connected to some type of power source. If you took a computer and unplugged it, even though the hard drive might contain many gigabytes of information, if the computer is unplugged, that PC is basically useless. If you get you a laptop and your battery is dead, you've got the potential, but you don't have any power. And potential without power amounts to very little. Also, when we look at an idea, when we plan to go into business, or we go down and we want to get a loan from the bank, we always try to establish some type of rapport with the company that you're trying to do business with. And in other words, you must be able to communicate about something that we all have in common. In other words, I know a long time ago my mother would often say, it's not what you know, but it's a matter of who you know. And that leads me to say this, that in speaking about relationships, the dictionary says that a relationship is a state of connectivity between two people, or a state of relation either by blood, marriage, or adoption. So in having a relationship, we must be familiar with that person that we're trying to relate to. You become familiar with a person by spending time with them, and you become familiar with them by communicating with them, and you become familiar by doing things with them. And the more time you spend, the more familiar you become. That's called building relationships. That's why it's easy to state then that everybody that's in church is not in Christ. See, I can attest to this because, in other words, if you know Christ, then we wouldn't do some of the things that we do if we're in a relationship with him. I know I'm right because, see, in other words, to have a relationship, you must be intimate. It must be defined. And when we think about our relationship with God, think about some of the things that we say. And it lets me know then that at times we're not connected to the power source. David knew very well what it was meant to be connected to the proper power source. If we go back to our text here, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. David knew that he had to look to the hills, because if you count on friends and loved ones, you'll find that they all have problems just like you do. But he said, I got to look to the hills. I've got to look to where I've established a relationship. Well, somebody said, well, preacher, I don't see what you see. And see, the reason that you don't understand what I'm saying is because we don't have the same relationship in common. See, this message today is for those that have already established a relationship with God. Now, for those that feel like you don't have a relationship with God, we need to ask God to let the light from heaven shine on me. Now, David had been in some tough situations. When he was a 12-year-old boy, he had to go up against the toughest soldier that there was. And there was a soldier by the name of Goliath that was from the city of Gath. And Goliath was known to be the tallest, the fiercest, and the most feared of all soldiers during that period of time. Think about it. Here we see a little old runny boy, 12 years old, facing a giant that's 10 foot tall. David knew that he did not have enough power by himself to confront the problem. He said, but I can hook up to the power source, and that's when you can say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. David was able to stand because he had a relationship with God. God had allowed David to enter into a covenant with him, which means that God is saying that I've got your back. Now, this morning, are you able to connect to the power source? See, when you get ready to connect to the power source, you've got to make sure that you have the proper adapter in order to be able to plug up. And our communication to God is called the line called prayer. And prayer allows you to talk to God and allows God to talk to you. That lets me know that every time he speaks, I'm connected to the power source. Because of this covenant, David knew that he would be able to take on this trained soldier from the Philistine army. Now, I don't know if you understand what situation David was in. Imagine yourself facing a giant that was a trained soldier, and here it is, you don't have a whole lot to work with. And you know that this soldier has killed many in battle, and he has the reputation of being a bad boy. But because of the relationship, David was able to ignore all the chattering and the laughter of the soldiers. In other words, I can see right now that as David came out to greet this soldier, you know how your friends will do you sometimes. They'll laugh at you and say, look at David, he don't stand a chance. And right now in your life, some of your friends are telling you that you don't stand a chance, but you better tell your friends, I'm connected to the power source. Now, if you don't think that I stand a chance, I want you to just get back. Watch me and God get busy and whoop some butt. Now watch it. I can see David. David said, now, wow. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to my own understanding. I know I'm not supposed to be able to do this, but I'm going to be able to do this. Why? Because I know where all my help comes from. Do you know this morning where your help comes from? You better tell somebody, I know where my help comes from. I know you put a lot of trust in your job, but baby, your job will lay you off tomorrow and think nothing about you, and the job will keep on rolling. That's how unimportant we are. I don't care what your title is in church, die and see what happens. They'll have church next Sunday. And God will still be God. But see, when you're connected to the power source, you know where your proper position is in the Lord. Somebody said, where does my help come from? And David said, my help comes from the Lord, the one that made heaven and earth, the one that reached out into nowhere and placed it somewhere through the stars in the sky, and they begin to twinkle. What a mighty God we serve. David knew where his help came from. And every now and then, when problems come in your life, you have to look to the hills. Why? Because the hills are your power source. See, See, I'm not literally talking about the hills, but I'm speaking figuratively. See, I got to know that beyond the hills, beyond the clouds, beyond the sky, beyond the earth, moon, and sun, sits three men named the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and they are omnipotent. They are all-powerful. See, I got to look for people that are able to supply all of my needs. I know somebody in here says, well, I'm your friend, Pastor, but see, if both of us started draining on your bank account, by the end of the week or the month, both of us would be in trouble. But I can go to a man and say, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The cattle on a thousand hills are his. All the gold belongs to him. And see, God is able to write a check with infinite number of zeros, and he can take it to the bank, and I promise you, it won't bound. Why? Because all my help comes from the Lord. See, too many church folk don't recognize where your power comes from. Now, everybody in here can relate to a man in a comic named Popeye. And see, Popeye would find himself in all kinds of situations. And he knew that he was a pretty strong sailor, and he would take on Bluto. But see, the Blutos in your life will knock you down sometimes, and you're not able to stand. So Popeye would say, I got to go back to the power source. And he knew that the power was in the spinach. And this morning, I got some church folk. I got some church Popeyes on the praise team. I got some church Popeyes sitting in the pews. And they don't realize where the power is coming from. But I tell you, you better turn around. Pop open the can of spinach called the Bible, and then look for your daddy called the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when it seemed like I'm not able to stand, I pop open the can, open up a can of whoop-butt, put the spinach down, and I fill up on the Holy Ghost. And when I get through, I'm a no-limit soldier. The muscles start popping out, and I can say, I hide your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. And see, I thank God for the power. You better tell somebody, I got the power. Yeah. I'm trying to get through here. Then there was another comic feature. Man by the name of Superman. And Superman was from the planet of Kryptonia. And Kryptonite was his enemy. And right now, sin is your Kryptonite. But see, every now and then, Superman would have to return to the sun to get some power. And see, every time the devil throws stumbling blocks in my way, I don't go to the S-U-N, but I go to the S-O-N and say, God, I need some power to defend me against this kryptonite. Anybody here going through right now? Some of you sitting there like you got it made. And you know you broke as a joke. Toe up from the floor. Can I get a witness, somebody? You need to be raising your feet up in the air. Yeah. Every time you find yourself in a bind, you need to go back to the power source. When you're in a tight situation, you have to go back to the power source. When your money is acting a little funny and you don't have two nickels to rub together to make a dime, you need to go back to the power source. When your health begins to fail you, you need to go back to the power source. Sometimes when it seems like the hounds of hell are chasing you and it seems like you can't do anything right, you need to go back to the power source. When we lose our children, it seems like, to this world, just go back to the power source. When we lose loved ones and it causes our hearts to grieve, and you say, I thought I wasn't going to be able to make it. But if you go back to the power source, you can say, God will supply all of my needs. Somebody said, he's a mother for the motherless. And this morning, I've got some good news for you. Some of you may not believe in the power of souls, but I got proof that if it gets dark in my life, Jesus is the light that shines in me. And then when I look at Psalms 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. See, right now, God has given you the power to overcome your situation, but you forgot that he was the power source. Help me, somebody. I could go on forever about the benefits of God, but there is one thing that we all should never forget. And when you talk about the power source, think about the benefit of the garden called Gethsemane. When Jesus himself had to hook up to the power source, he knew that death was facing him. And he said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But if not, I want you. Tell God, I want you to hook me up to the power source so I can handle whatever comes my way. Jesus had to go to get a Holy Ghost recharge. He knew that a recharge would reconnect him with the Father, and he knew that he would be able to face anything that came his way. And when he left the Garden of Gethsemane, he took a walk down the road of Golgotha and to a hill known as Calvary. And they laid him on that old rugged cross. And the soldiers took three nails. The nail in his left hand represented the Father that was in heaven. Then the nail that was in the right hand represented, he said, I'm going to take one for myself. And then they took the third nail and they nailed it through his feet. He said, and this represents the Holy Ghost. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. They hung him between two thieves. But yet he was still connected to the power source. They tell me that the power was so great that there became a power surge from heaven that shut out the sun, shut out the moon. And they tell me that it became dark and the dead got up and walked the streets of Jerusalem. Can I get a witness this morning? And see, I can see him hanging out on that cross just for you and for me, hanging between two thieves. Now one thief said, if you are the Son of God, I want you to save yourself and us. He didn't realize that Jesus was the power source. Then I can see the other thief that said, when you enter into your kingdom, I want you to remember me in paradise. Then death started creeping up on him. I heard Jesus tell death, now death, go ahead and do what you came to do. And sometimes you gotta tell your enemy, go ahead and do what you came to do. Woo. Then shortly after, Jesus gave up the ghost. Some of the soldiers thought that it was a done deal. Then the Spirit of God made a U-turn. See, God's Spirit is able to change situations back around. Anybody here thought it was all over for you?
Then you called on Jesus, and he made everything all right.
They tell me that his spirit got up out of his body, took a trip to a place called Sheol. In other words, it went to hell. And when he got there, Jesus began to talk to the devil. He looked him straight in the eye and said, "Devil, I guess you thought I wasn't going to keep this appointment, but here I am. Do what you said you were going to do." He said, "I've come to tear down strongholds. I've come to set the captives free." He said, "Because now I'm hooked up to the power sword." Then I can see him reaching over, snatching the keys out of Satan's hand, the keys of captivity. And then he rolled up his sleeves and said, "I'm finna have a revival right here in hell." He preached all night, Friday night, on into Saturday. They tell me that he preached all day Saturday and all night Sunday night, and went on into Sunday morning. And then about that time on Sunday morning, he looked at his Holy Ghost watch and said, "Satan, I got another appointment I got to make. But I tell you, when I come back, I'm going to deal with you." And they tell me that he returned back to that old grave. They tell me the brain began to massage itself. And then Jesus told the brain, "I need you to talk to the heart." And the brain began to talk to the heart. Then the heart began to beat. Then the heart began to pump blood. Then the heart pumped the blood from the arteries into the veins, from the vein into the capillaries. And as it began to circulate, the body temperature began to rise. Somebody said 90 degrees, 91 degrees, 92, 3, 4, 5, 6. And by the time it got 98.6, he said, "It got up out of that grave." He said, "I got all power in my hand, but," he said, "I got one more call I got to make. Let me hook back up to the power source." And said, "Now, Daddy, I'm ready. I'm awake. I need somebody to roll the stone away." And he looked to the hill, and the power source came and rolled that stone away. And somebody said, "Early!" On a Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Did he get up? Can anybody say he got up? Can anybody say he got up? Say he was hooked up to the power source. You better tell somebody, "I'm hooked up to the power source." Anybody here hooked up? Anybody here hooked up? See, when you get hooked up to the power source, you're able to get some things off of you. You get depression off of you. You get hatred off of you. You get depression off of you. And then you begin to say, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away." Somebody said, "How much power did he have?" Somebody said, "All power, all power, all power in his hand." I can see him right now picking up death, body slamming death. Say, "I'm finna pin you right now. One for the Father, two for the Son, three for the Holy Ghost." He said, "I got all power." Said, "Death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? You better hook up to the power source." Anybody here need to hook up? Somebody here need to hook up. Somebody here needs to trust God to get you out of your mess. Anybody here been through some tough times and it seemed like there was no way out? Somebody closed doors in your faith, but somebody said Jesus became a door opener. Open a door that no man can close. Anybody here ever been sick? They tell me that he's got another name. They call him Jehovah Rapha, the power source. See, he's able to do surgery without going into the operating room. He can speak. It's called the power source. Anybody here looking to the power source? Anybody here know that you can't make it on your own? You need to look to the hills. You need to look to the hills from which cometh all your help. David said, "My help." Anybody here know about what I'm talking about? Said, "All my help comes from the Lord."
See, I thought I could count on my friends, but friends will let you down. I thought I could count on my loved one, but you find out loved one got problems too. But then I tried Jesus. He's the power sword. Let me tell you, somebody said he's an AC. That's the alternate current. See, he knows that some of us don't use him till we have to. Those are the ones that are on AC. But let me tell you this morning, you need to get on DC. You need to plug up in the socket, quit running on battery. That's when your battery run out. But when I hook up to the Holy Ghost, I get all power. All power. A flat, all power. Anybody here? Anybody here? Know that you need the power sword. You better take out that old raggedy battery. Throw it in the garbage and hook up to the Holy Ghost. He will. He will. Hey. He'll make a way out of no way. God will. God will. God will. He takes trade-ins. He takes trade-in. That old religious battery you've been running on all your life, throw it in the garbage this morning. And say, hook up in the holiness. Hook up in the sanctification. Hook up in the justification. And see, God will. Hey. Anybody know? Anybody know? Anybody know? He will give you the power. He's got the power. He's got the power. God's got the power. We don't have any power, but God's got the power. And right now we extend the invitation that if you don't know Jesus for your Savior, you can come right now. Perhaps you gave your life to Christ, but you unplugged your power cord. You can hook it back up today. You can hook it back up today. Will there be one to come? Because God is able to do anything. And he'll make everything, not something. Come on, priest. He'll make everything. All right, somebody said, God will. Anybody do through the storm and through the rain that God will make a way out of no way. Let's all stand.
Mm-hmm.